Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. Another solo episode today. I feel like it's been a hot minute since I've recorded a solo episode. The last 2 weeks have been amazing guest interviews, and I've taken so much away from those interviews. I hope you guys are loving them. There's going to be more aligned guests coming to the show, and I'm really excited for what I'm scheduling to record in May and June. I have some pretty amazing women in store, so keep a lookout for that. We're going to be going like into entrepreneurship, a lot of healing modalities, different types of mindset work. We have people from all different types of businesses coming in for the podcast as well, and some local women too, which is always really exciting. Michigan is a really cool area if you're local. There's always something going on now. I feel like in the last year or two, there's so many different events and people popping up and networking and connecting. It's amazing. So I'm going to have a lot of those ladies coming on to the show. But today is a solo episode with a couple life updates, but we're really going to get into some inner child modalities that I've been playing with and working with and bringing into this season of my life and how you can experience those as well. But it's been kind of a crazy last couple weeks, and it feels a little weird not recording a solo episode in quite some time because I have had a lot of guest interviews being put out there, which is amazing, like I said. But coming back, I have had a roller coaster of the last couple weeks. I've had some really big things that I was not planning to take place, kind of wreck my internal state, my nervous system, and revisit some old wounds that I've been working with. And it really kind of opened my eyes to look at my own progress and not to measure it in, like, you know, good, bad, because I don't measure anything in good or bad, but really just take note of, like, wow, if this situation would have happened a few months ago or a couple years ago, I don't think I would have been able to navigate it in the way that I've been able to now because of all of the inner healing work that I've been doing, a lot of breath work practices, and really allowing myself to go deeper in a deeper connection with me and not only looking at some of the external things in my life for validation. I don't know if you can relate to that, right? Sometimes we measure our quote unquote progress or quote unquote success or even our own healing in, you know, relation to how other people see you and how other people perceive you. And it's like when we can quiet down that noise a little bit to really do some self-reflection and understand that you are the one that you have to go to bed with every night. You're the one that you wake up with at night. Yes, of course, we take into consideration your partners and friends and family and people in your lives. But when it really comes down to it, you're the one who has to live with you. And how we react and respond, only we know. We can measure that, right? So this specific situation that had happened a couple weeks ago now, I got hit with some news and I was like, oh my gosh, number one, this whole situation could have been prevented. That's neither here nor there. You can't go back and change it, right? Processed a lot of this with my therapist. And moving forward, I just had to go into action taking. And now this wasn't, you know, trauma in the sense of, you know, it's not like a death or other something like that, right? But it was big and emotional for me, and I had to figure out how I was going to navigate this first with my internal response. Actually, even before the internal response, what my immediate response was, because sometimes those things you can't control, right? You get hit with this like news or this situation, you're like, whoa. And I came at it. It sounds a little aggressive, but like I received this information and I was feeling a couple different ways, right? My internal state was not nearly as chaotic as I thought it would be. And I'm very, very thankful and proud of myself for that. And then I just went into more of a place of strength and power of like, I'm going to navigate this on my terms. And it's hard to not share exactly what it is. My mastermind ladies know what I'm talking about because I brought it into our call this last week, which I love those containers for that reason because you can really just lay it all out there. And I navigated it and I was very proud of the way I navigated it. There was still a lot of hurt and anger and sadness underneath the situation itself. But moving through this last, it brought up a lot of emotion too. Like I let myself just cry and process and feel, which in the past I may not have done that. When situations would happen in my life, I was very good at masking those things and just shoving them down. I'm like, I don't have time to deal with this right now. And then I would never really look at it again because it was inconvenient. It was uncomfortable. It didn't feel good, right? Like nobody likes to sit in pain. And this time I was able to communicate what I needed. I was able to take aligned action from a place of like my own sovereign choice. It wasn't somebody was pushing me around and telling me how to do things. Like I was able to make the choice in a way that felt good to me, even if it was painful, right? I had to face the situation, but I was able to navigate it in a way that was a little bit more calm for my nervous system and my overall well-being and mental state. And again, like I said, I was able to communicate my feelings to my husband and just tell him like, hey, this was really sad for me. This was really big for me. Here's what I'm moving through. Here's what I'm feeling. When in the past I would have just shut down, figured out how to handle it on my own. And then I would get almost resentful or irritated that other people didn't know what I was going through and they should have just like figured it out. And, you know, so I had to ask for exactly what I needed. And that's what I ended up doing, which was amazing. And I booked a therapy session. I actually emailed my therapist. I'm like, hey, can we get a session in a week sooner than what I planned because I'm going through some things. And that was also coming from a place of power, which in the past I've been like, I got this myself, right? And a lot of this really can be reflecting on your inner child, because some of these things stemmed directly from childhood. And I was walking into a situation that was directly from like, you know, my five-year-old self into a teenager. And a lot of the inner child work that I've done, the breath work, being able to have conversations with her and really ask her what she needed. Because in those moments, I was feeling those big waves of sadness. I was able to connect with her and kind of visualize her and have open conversations and ask her what she needed and if she felt complete in that time. And it's really powerful. And if you're not familiar with opening that door to your inner child, that's okay. It's big. And for some people, it might not be your thing, but I truly believe if you're listening to this podcast, this is a big part of what I talk about. And what we talk about here is different healing modalities and different somatic practices that you can do to really get in touch with these parts of yourself and really getting familiar with understanding who your inner child is, right? Because part of our adult self still holds on to the emotions, experiences, the innocence, the feelings, the situations, the trauma of younger parts of ourselves. And regardless of your age, this inner aspect of you can influence and dictate your current behaviors now, however old you are, your relationships, your emotional responses, like I was talking about. If you've ever noticed yourself in a situation where all of a sudden you get angry or you start crying, and I'm not saying these things are bad, these things are ways to express your emotions and process these things, right? Or maybe you shut down. A lot of these things are stemmed directly from your childhood, that when you were going through something, your body, your mind, your brain told you, try this to not feel this way anymore. And you keep doing that almost subconsciously or consciously until it doesn't work anymore or you're in, you know, too much pain, and then you choose something else. And then as long as that keeps working, you'll keep doing it until it's too painful to do it again. So a lot of us, myself included, revert back to how we handled situations when we were kids, when we were young children, maybe teenagers, maybe 5, 10, 15 years, it doesn't matter, right? We're all of those parts of ourselves still today. And we can revert back to handling those things in the way that our 7-year-old did because it worked and we got through it and we just kept going. So it really is part of our responsibility now as grown women to understand these parts of ourselves, because we're all still those parts. They didn't go anywhere. You're just living in a larger version body of, you know, of course, your mind and your brain and everything has developed since we were kids, but we're still all parts of those ourselves. So really understanding who you are and who you were as a child, knowing that you're still connected to this version of yourself, and really looking at these things that cause some of these wounds that we have. Okay. So a lot of us experience different situations, difficulties in setting boundaries, people pleasing tendencies, fear of abandonment, or maybe you have a really harsh inner critic. And a lot of these stem from our unmet childhood needs or past trauma. So some of these things that we adapt and pick up along the way, they've been either shown, demonstrated for us, or we just figured it out on ourselves that if I go into this situation, my people-pleasing tendency is automatically going to kick on because that's how I'm going to either get approval or be accepted or shown love or whatever the situation is that you're in. Most of these things are adapted as a child, and we don't know any other way. So we just continue doing the same things for however long we're doing them until we can no longer, we either get sick of our own shit, which that happens a lot, especially if you're doing a lot of work on yourself internally, externally, doesn't matter, or it stops working. So really getting familiar that, holy shit, like when somebody told me, a coach and mentor I was working with, she's like, oh yeah, you know, with your people pleasing tendencies. And I'm like, excuse me, what did you just say? And I didn't realize that a lot of my coping mechanisms or just ways of being really followed the guidelines of people pleasing. And I'm like, holy shit, I did have so many appeasing tendencies, not wanting to be in conflict, wanting to just fix certain things for other people because that was how I was shown, or that's just my default growing up, is I was a fixer of people in my family. And if somebody was going through something, it was like, oh, it's Mallory's job to go fix it. Doesn't matter how old I was. I was thrown into that role at a very, very young age when I shouldn't been put that responsibility. Shouldn't have that responsibility put on myself. Maybe you can relate to that, that as a child, you shouldn't have to be doing those things. You're just put into those situations and you just have to figure it out. So when I started doing some of this deeper work, and a lot of it started coming out in breath work first before I started doing any other modalities. And as I would go into these breath work practices, I would be guided and shown different prompts of like really meeting this version of myself and asking her what she needs, showing her love and compassion and listening to her, right? And not just being like, oh, you can just go over there and sit in the corner, right? Because that's what they're used to, our inner selves. And it's really cool now that we have the opportunity almost to reparent ourselves in a way, because that's exactly what we're doing. I had a beautiful ceremony over the last week or so. And of course, to nobody's surprise, it was all inner child work. And I went in with an intention, and it wasn't around inner child work, but I was in this ceremony for about 5-6 hours, and it was all internal. Didn't really need to verbally process anything. It was all internal to me. And it was probably one of the most magical experiences that I've had with myself. And it's really cool to be able to sit with yourself and go to the depths of your soul, like that I never thought I was going to be able to go to. This is why I'm so thankful for all of these different rituals and modalities that we have and have been presented with in this lifetime. And every hour or so, it was a different type of connection with my inner child. And she was asking for certain things. She was showing me different things. She was showing me how I can protect her and how she needs to experience safety, what she needed from my husband to help her feel safe in this physical body that we're in. And I just had to be, I had to be present with her because she is very sassy. She is very stubborn, and it takes a lot of time to crack her open, to allow her to feel safe. And this is what I was being shown, all of the visuals that I had. And it was just wild, the messages that she was giving to me. And the biggest one that I took away, and I also shared this with my mastermind girls, was in life, when I'm just going about my day, regular daily life, it wasn't enough. And this is not saying I'm not enough. She didn't feel safe enough to just, and maybe you can take this, you can borrow this and use this. It wasn't enough for her, for me, 36-year-old me, to say I'm going to do something. She didn't want me to just say it, right? I was being called to show her. It was like walk the walk. I don't know. Like, words are great and you can have these great intentions, but it's up to you to show me now, to actually start living and embodying this version of yourself instead of, because we can co-sign our own shit so good. Like, we are experts at that. And it was almost calling me out in a very loving way of like, I don't want you to tell me anymore. This is your job to show me. And I was like, holy shit. Okay. So we're done just thinking and saying what we're going to do. This is the season to take aligned action. And I've really been playing around with having more joy in my life, creating more experiences, reducing my stress and anxiety around certain things, letting go of, I don't really have a strong relationship with control of things as much as I used to, but surrendering and trusting in myself that whatever is meant to come and whatever is meant to be will be and play out, and really listen to what's in alignment and what's not. And I have a big retreat announcement coming up around this within the next week or so. That, and it was funny, I was texting my retreat planner and I'm like, can we talk? And I never send like the can we talk text, and it came out that way. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, it's nothing like that. But I had some major like downloads or major realizations around this retreat that I'm bringing into the world for 2024. And there are some major changes and major new things that are coming for this retreat specifically. And I'm actually looking at all the retreat stuff on my laptop right now, and I really want to share what it is, but I'm going to wait because it's going to be an announcement, and I'm so freaking excited. It's coming. But it's things like that of like, don't just tell me you're going to do something, like listen and then take aligned action to be able to show me. And that comes out in play and joy and creating experiences, not only for myself, but the women in my community, for my family, for my husband. It's like, if I can let go of some of the more serious, like uptight, restricted, constricted, both all the stricted things, right? That you're just like holding on and everything's so tight. It's like, I don't want to live like that anymore. And because I'm not happy living like that. I don't know many people, maybe, I don't know. But in my own experience, it's like, there's no freedom in that. It's just feeling very heavy and tight and restricted, and you can't breathe and there's no space. So for me, it was like, how can I create more light and fun and enjoyment and abundance and space and joy, maybe I said joy already, but just more lighthearted play and experiences, and really immerse myself in the feeling of doing things that feel really good. And this isn't to say, you know, don't go pay your bills and avoid shit that doesn't feel good, right? That's not going to feel good either. That's actually going to feel worse, because then it's just like a weight on your shoulders, and that's going to create more of that tightness and restriction. That's not going to feel good either. But alongside of the responsibilities that you have, alongside of the things that you already have to do, right? We all have schedules. Like, you guys, our kids are in travel soccer. I have two kids, but they're on three teams between the two of them. It is soccer every day, all day, but we still manage to find space to create experiences that feel really good for us. And this can look and show up in different areas of your life. This isn't just in one area. This is in my relationship, my marriage, as a parent, as a coach, as a retreat leader and host, speaking, and all of the things in the podcast space, right? Like, even here, how can I create more fun and joy? And that's something I'm really working on and trying to bring into the podcasting space, because some of my favorite podcasts, like I don't listen to too many personal development podcasts. I have a couple favorites that I absolutely love, but I like a lot of podcasts that are more lighthearted and funny, and some pop culture ones. And I listen to really only fiction books now, like books. And if you want to hear some of the books that I'm listening to, DM me and I'll tell you some of them, because some of them are spicy. And that's creating so much joy. And it's like lighting my soul on fire to just be able, and this is all connected back to your inner child, because think of the things that you like to do as a child, or maybe you couldn't experience as a child because you didn't have the space to, or you were put in that role that you felt like you had to be more responsible than you should have been as a 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 year old or a 5 year old. And you weren't able to experience those things. So now we've been conditioned that having fun isn't safe. And where's the enjoyment in that? So it's up to us to reparent ourselves, to show us, not just tell us, this is what I got the message for. Don't just tell me you're going to do these things. Show me and actually embody it and live it, and show me that it's safe to have fun and to create joy and to have experiences in your life. This is why I love with a deep passion. Part of what I believe my soul is meant here to do was create retreat experiences and the workshops that I have. Because let me just talk about the retreat real quick, because this is, it's coming. And I can't wait to tell you. But with retreats themselves, it's like a long girls weekend. And my retreats now are 4 nights, 5 days. So it's a good chunk of time. It's a girls weekend, but we're not having like conversations around things that bum you out. Right? Like, we'll talk about things that are deep and big and emotional, but it's not the stuff that drains your energy of like, oh my gosh, if I have to have another conversation about the weather, like that's not the vibe. That's not the energy. We go in wanting to have, we're creating so much fun. The retreats that I create have specific flow, ebbs and flows to the schedule, where you have a lot of downtime. If you want to take a nap or read a book or take a walk or go in a hot tub or wherever the house that we're in, whatever amenities that they have, mixed with and combined with breath work and group work and sisterhood circles and release ceremonies. And then we also go into the town and go to restaurants and create experiences and have guest speakers. So it's like you leave feeling so fulfilled and connected that you're able to show your inner child, yourself today, all versions of you, that you can create space, that you are worthy enough to invest time, energy, and money into yourself in whatever in whatever way that looks like. There's no right or wrong way. I don't care if you're going on a girl's trip and you're just, you know, going for fun, or you are going to a hardcore personal development conference. This is kind of like the best of the both worlds, but it's in such alignment for the women who come in, because this is exactly what we're looking for. There's a lot of one-to-one time with me, and for this specific retreat, there's going to be more one-to-one time included surrounding the retreat itself. So you get a lot of support, not only from me, but from the women who are also investing their time, energy, money, and really looking to elevate themselves and create an experience to show them not only the age that they are today, but to show every other version and every other age that they are worthy of taking time for themselves. Because especially as moms, this can be tough. I have two kids. I get it. Taking time, energy, money away from your spouse and your children, your families, can feel like a lot. and it is a lot. Like, I'm not trying to, like, this is, it's a lot. It's a big commitment. But if you can show yourself that you are worthy and come and show up in a way that you were like, oh my gosh, this unlocked so much for me. Usually women just saying yes, just committing and confirming of like, yes, I'm going, you automatically feel an upgrade because you're showing the universe, God, source, energy, higher power, angels, spirit guides, whoever it is. Maybe it's all of the above, aliens, doesn't matter. You're signaling that you are ready for this upgrade and ready for this expansion, ready to go deeper with yourself, ready to make different connections, ready to show yourself that you're worthy of all of it. And it really does come back to your inner child, to your inner version of yourself, showing yourself that you are worthy of all of it. And it's so freaking powerful. It really is such a powerful practice because in breathwork alone, I have been able to receive visions and channel messages just from younger versions of myself. And this is something that I'm really grateful that I've been able to talk about on this podcast, because the next mind body breath workshop at Ohana on May 24th, it's in person at 6 p.m. It's a Friday, is all centered around inner child healing, inner child work, getting to know her, maybe just connecting with her. There is no pressure to receive or create or anything like that. It's just creating the space and the safety to open the door. And maybe you've been doing some of this inner child work for a really long time. You're like, yeah, I'm ready to go to the next level. Maybe this is something brand new to you. And that is amazing and 100% welcome of like, I'm just cracking the door open just to create a little bit more safety. Because sometimes we can get in our heads when we're going into new experiences of like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to have like this huge breakthrough and this huge download and all of this stuff. Yes, and it may happen. It may not happen. I let everyone know as soon as they come in, there is no expectation. If your body is like, we're going to fall asleep, you can freaking fall asleep. Like, that's what your body needed, right? That's what your inner, most inner version of yourself was just calling in rest, and all of that is okay. There is no pressure to experience, to create anything. This is just an invitation for you to create safety, discover, find safety, maybe feel what it feels like for one of the first times, to be able to open that door for yourself. Because think of how powerful and liberating that is. If you can start to create a connection with your little younger self, if you close your eyes right now and envision, not if you're driving, but if you're not driving and listening to this, if you close your eyes, I'm closing my eyes right now, and create a vision of whatever age that stands out to you, whatever the first age comes to your mind, and just put your hands on her little face or give her a little hug and just look into her eyes. Tell her she's doing a great job. Like, sometimes it's just all that she needs to hear is that you love her and you see her. She did nothing wrong. She's exactly where she's supposed to be. And you are here to open that door, to show her and give her that love. Like, at the end of my ceremony that I did a week or so ago, I just laid there and I just was like holding myself as I was just using that metaphor as just me hugging my inner child. And that's some of the practices that we'll bring in to this workshop on May 24th at Ohana, is just opening the door and creating space and safety to feel that connection. Because for some of us, it feels like there's a void and we're so disconnected with fun and play and joy and love and really learning to love yourself in a different way. And for so many of us, that can just feel so foreign and unfamiliar and uncomfortable. Like, I don't even know where the first place to start is. Like, when people start talking about this stuff, I don't even know what the first thing to do is. Just being willing to be able to go there, slow down enough to create space to go deep, not expecting any answers or breakthroughs, because that is a lot for a little kid. Think about it. If you have kids or you can envision yourself as a kid, does it feel good to be put under pressure and be like, you have to show up in this way? No, that doesn't feel good at all. That actually feels the opposite of good, and most kids will run away and hide. So we're just creating the safety and the space to slow down enough, not be overly busy and overly stimulated for 90 minutes, and just create some space and safety. And that is your invitation. I would love to create this space with you, to open that door, to hold you, to support you in all of the ways. So if this is something that is feeling in alignment, something that you're feeling called to, just head over to my Instagram at Mallory Campbell. You can click the drop down link, the link tree in the bio. You can register right there. You'll see it. May's Mind Body Breath Workshop at Ohana, 6 o'clock on May 24th. It's only 90 minutes. It's pretty quick. And you just get to be in the room with other women who are doing big work. And it's pretty powerful because you can feel the energy move and shift and flow through the space. It's going to be beautiful. Okay. So you can go over to my Instagram, head to my dropdown, click the menu, or just DM me or text me wherever we chat, and just text me Mind Body Breath or workshop. And I will send you the link directly to you if you are ready and open and willing to receive some of these messages and downloads and some guidance and feel that safety and create that love and create that compassion, all of the things. If you're ready to open that door and do some of your own inner work coming up this May, I would love to see you there. Thanks, guys. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.